This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College about Ukraine and the complaint, the observation, the fact that Ukraine is low on air defense until and if the U.S. Congress moves. Jeff speaks of one instance in which there was an attack on a power plant in the Kyiv region, and they simply ran out of anti-missile defense. Another detail here is that the Russians have the capability of surrounding and cutting off Kharkiv. Why? Jeff explains. To do with the victory over Germany, always celebrating past tense. The victory over Germany required Ukrainians at the time to fight ferociously to push the Germans out of Crimea and then out of all of Ukraine. Now, Russia's closing in as if it's the Hitlerites. And Jeff explains all. The campaign favors the Russians. They outgun and outmissile Ukraine until and if the Congress moves. More of this later.
No, I think they're struggling, John. There's been some suggestion the Russians have a tactic or a goal of making Kharkiv unlivable. Their missile capabilities and focus has been on destroying infrastructure, particularly energy infrastructure. Recently, President Zelensky noticed there was an attack on a major thermal power plant. 11 Russian missiles were fired at it. The Ukrainians were able to destroy the first seven, but then ran out of air defense missiles and just had to absorb the following four, which continues then to reduce energy capabilities all across the country. And the Russians are further trying to conduct that ground offensive in the Donetsk Basin to isolate Kharkiv, as you suggest, as well as a little farther south, trying to capture a city called Chasiv Yar, and do that by the 9th of May. 9th of May, of course, being the anniversary of the victory by the Soviet Union over Germany in the Second World War, all Victory Day in Russia, always a day of great celebration. So not only do I think you're right, they're trying to isolate, perhaps even capture Kharkiv and Chasiv Yar, they try to do that by that anniversary so Putin can tout that particular success.